The cold front that brought heavy downpours and severe thunderstorms over the past couple of days has moved off to the east. However, the weather has not quieted down just yet across our region. We are still in a transition mode. Certainly, you noticed the change in the air mass today as our temperatures and humidity levels have both come down dramatically. But we're still dealing with scattered showers and downpours with some rumbles of thunder across the region, and some of these thunderstorms do have some small hail embedded within. The showers have been triggered by the cooler air aloft that is coming through. It's an upper level disturbance that's pushing across the region. So there's the chance for some showers, perhaps a couple of rumbles of thunder as we work through the next few hours. Showers and storms will tend to end as we work past sunset. It'll start to clear out overhead, and we'll see some areas of fog form. It'll be a cooler night as temperatures fall back into the 40s in most areas. As we work into the weekend, things are looking pretty nice. We'll see high pressure begin to come into control. We're expecting partly sunny skies tomorrow. Temperatures will still be on the cool side, but not dramatically cold for this time of year. We're targeting highs mainly in the 60s tomorrow afternoon. We might nudge the 70-degree mark south of Albany. It looks pretty cool tomorrow night, with temperatures falling back into the 40s in most areas, though there might be some 30s in the typically colder spots, so we may have some frost issues. And then as we work into Sunday, it'll warm up a little bit as temperatures rise back up close to 70 degrees. By Monday, though, another shot of cold comes in that will bring some clouds and maybe some showers and a much cooler air mass as we start off next work week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, chance of lingering showers this evening, then partial clearing with areas of fog, low in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. For tonight, chance of lingering showers this evening, then partial clearing, some areas of fog, low in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, chance of lingering showers this evening, then partial clearing with areas of fog, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, chance of lingering showers this evening, then partial clearing, some areas of fog, low 40 to 45, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Monday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of a few showers, highs in the 50s north, 60s for the capital region, and in the lower 70s to the south. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.